Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. It's prayer time. Thank you, God, wherever you are right now. Bowed heads and humbled hearts, God. We're keeping the faith this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We need the Trinity this morning, God. We need your whole self this morning, God. We need you, Lord, like we've never needed you before. Oh, God, our God. When we in awesome wonder, we consider all the worlds that your hands have made. We see the stars, God, and we hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe, it's displayed. Oh, God, help us to see you this morning where you are, right here with us, God. Help us to feel you in our presence this morning, God. You're right here with us, God. Help us to know, oh, God, beyond a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are God in control, that you are God and besides you there is no other, that you, oh, God, are the author and finisher of our very faith. Help us, oh God, to rely on you and you alone, to look towards the hills from whence cometh our help, and remember every day, God, that our help comes from thee alone. Help us, oh God, to remember, oh God, day by day, oh God, that it's you, oh God, who made us and not we ourselves, that you, oh God, are our joy in time of sorrow. God, you are our strength even for tomorrow, oh God. Help us to remember, God, as we walk this earth, as we experience things, oh God, that cause us to rise up on the inside and to act out sometimes on the outside, God. Help us to remember who we are and whose we are, God. Help us, oh God, to march and stand for justice, oh God. But to understand that you are the ultimate judge. To understand that you are he, oh God, who can wipe it all away. Help us to remember, Father, that no matter what we say, no matter what we do, no matter how we feel, God, that the final word is yours. The final outcome is yours. Help us, oh God, as we pray from day to day to let your will be done, God. We don't know why things are the way they are right now. But we know that we pray daily, let your will be done in our lives, God. Cover our lives. Keep our lives, God. Oh, Father. And when such a time comes, oh God, that we might breathe our last breath, that we might say our last goodbye, God, that we are looking, oh God, to that day, oh Lord, when you shall call us home and you shall say, my servant, my good and faithful servant, well done. We pray these things now. We believe as we go forward, that we go forward in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This morning we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory for the things that he has done today. This day, oh God, that he has made, we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Elder played for us Charles Jenkins, one of my favorite songs, Keep the Faith. We remind you this morning, people of God, to keep the faith. Don't give up. Don't give out. I don't care how bleak it looks, how dim it may seem, the light of Christ is still shining and God is still in control. And this morning, we have, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Something we want to share. And there's two parts to this. Seeking release this morning, let it go. If you're seeking release this morning, you've got to let it go. To be released means to be set free. No more chains holding me. I'm no longer bound. Come on, God. No more chains holding me. If you're seeking release this morning, you've got to release some things this morning. If you're seeking to be set free this morning, you've got to set some things free this morning. So you, my brother and my sister, you have to let it go. You have to take your hands off it and allow God to do what God is going to do. This morning, we're looking at several portions of scripture. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 30th through the 31st verses. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 30th through the 31st verses. Thank you, Lord. And it says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Thank you, Lord. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. But those who hope in the Lord, it says, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My God, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Let us read this in your hearing. Thank you, God. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And then 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. My God, the new is here. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 40, 30 through 31, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Thank you, Lord. We've got some other portions of scripture that are going to come in as this word goes forth, and we are praying now and asking the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, oh God, that you would allow this word to go out and not come back void, oh God, that you would touch the people who are hearing this word and have them to pass this seed on, oh God, so that somebody might be blessed, amen? Somebody might be delivered, somebody might be saved, oh God. Seeking release, let it go. While we are seeking release, we're looking for something. We're looking for a way out. While we're seeking release, we're trying to find our way to that which will not hinder us. We're trying to find our way to that place that's comfortable to us. We're trying to find our way, you see, to that place that God has in store for us. We're seeking release. We're looking towards the hills from where our help comes from. We're looking towards a place where things are not in disarray. We're looking towards a place where we can walk from our homes up and down the streets, go to the corner stores. We're looking for a place where we're not inhibited by the things of this world. We're looking for that place where we can trust our children to leave our presence and know that they're coming home. See, we are seeking release from the things of this world. We are seeking release. We are seeking release from those things that have caused us to not feel so good on the inside. We are seeking release from those things that have our minds bound up. You know, many of us are walking around, sitting around, going from day to day. And we look just as free, as they say, as free as a bird. But on the inside, we are locked up. On the inside, we're bound by some things. We've got these things that are causing knots in our chest and knots in our stomachs. And we're walking around feeling stressed out, walking around feeling a certain way. But in order to get that release, we have to let go. Seeking release, let it go. If you're seeking your peace right now, you've got to let go of the things that are hindering your peace. If you're seeking, oh my God, to be humble right now, you've got to let go of the things that cause you to be so proud you don't know how to display humility. If you're seeking release from those things that have caused you to be angry, those people who have caused you not to be able to trust, you've got to let it go. Because so many times we keep things on the inside, we hold on to things that cause us to become corrupt on the inside. My God. We hold on to things and not knowing that it is manifesting in us and it's spreading on the inside of us like a cancer. Something deadly, something that's going to kill or take us out. See, when we seek release in God, we have to understand that in order for Him to be able to move, we've got to let go of those things that are keeping us separated from Him. Do you know that sin is a wall between us and God? Do you know that the very things we do and say, the things we commit, can cause the wall to become greater between us and God? But Christ was the ultimate constructor. He came and He tore down that wall that has separated us from God. And that's the simplest way that I've been able to teach my children in the ministry and throughout my life is that you have to understand that sin is a separator. Sin separates us, you see. It takes God here and us here. And sin comes in between, you see, and it separated us. But Christ came to be that bridge to pull us back together, to move sin out of the way and cause us to be reunited with God. So when we seek release from our sin, when we seek release from the things that have caused us to be angry, seek release from the things that have caused you not to be elevated to that next position. Seek release from the things that have caused you, even in the sight of the world, my God, not to be worthy. But as long as you're worthy in the sight of God, you see, I always say for myself as a professional, I deem myself a professional. Yes, I can cut up and be with my family and do what I'm going to do around my family, but I deem myself a professional, woman of God. But even when I'm on my job, for myself, the way I seek my release and gain it is because I let go of the things that come around me. Those things that come to hinder me, those things that come to provoke me, they come at us, but we can't hold on to those things. Those people who are used and we don't even know that they're being used. Those people who are being used and they don't understand that they're being used. We have to seek release from those things. So as a professional, I tell myself all the time, if I represent God, if I'm godly, if I do it the way He expects, professionalism is mine at hand. So when you follow the heart of God, when you follow the things that God has caused you to follow, then, my gosh, here we go. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Here we go. You were taught with regard to your former way of life. That's Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. To your former way of life. To put off your old self. Stop being Josie. Come on. I'm talking to me this morning. Put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. See, some of the things we wanted, we desired, the things we thought were the best things for us, those things were deceitful to us. Because we were in a place where God wasn't speaking to us, there were some things that we desired, some things that we wanted, some things that we went after that God didn't have in the plan for us. So when we do this, we are able to be made new. And we have to be made new in the attitude, it says, of our minds. Be made new in the attitude of your mind. How is your mind receiving it? How is your mind responding to it? How is your mind releasing it? Let it go. Sometimes we keep things in our minds. You see out here, I go again with that battlefield. I'm going to continuously remind us that our mind is the battlefield of war. It is the battlefield where the enemy keeps trying to come in like a flood. So this is talking about the attitude of our mind. What is an attitude? The way you act, the way you present yourselves. You can have an attitude of dignity. You can have an attitude, that kind of attitude. You can have an attitude that's good and positive. All of us are aware and we know. And we know how we're acting when we're acting the way we are. We perceive a certain thing and we react or respond a certain way. And we forget that we're seeking release. We keep going back to our old self. Every now and then I feel me kind of waving back to being the way I used to be. I was a mean creature. I thank God for Jesus that my old self has passed away. Oh, behold, all things become new. But I didn't become new in myself. I had to become new in Christ. I had to let it go. Come on, God. So letting go. Let's talk about letting go. Letting go in certain places and areas of our lives. We've got to let go in some of the relationships we're in. We've had to let go of some people and not be in relationships with them anymore. We've had to let go of people who were good for us, so we thought. And people who were not so good for us, so we thought. You see, the attitude of mind has allowed us or caused us, even in our releasing without consulting God, we release some people who could have been good in our lives. We have. We release some people because of our shortcomings or theirs. But you know, I'm so glad about God this morning. I'm so glad that He looks beyond our faults. And He sees our need. And I strive. And I implore you to strive every day to be more like that. Sometimes we have to look beyond people's faults and see what their needs are. Sometimes people who haven't been released, who can't let go, they're coming at you because they don't know any better. They're coming at you maybe because they're in a hurt place. They say hurt people. So if you've been hurt by somebody, maybe it's because they were hurting. Did you try to find out why they hurt you? Or did you just didn't care? You hurt me, be gone. We quick to dismiss folks, but I thank God that He done dismiss us. We hurt God. We hurt people. Come on, Jesus. Change must come while we're letting go. A change has to come over us. We have to know how to work through some things. While we're seeking release and we're letting go, I know I'm going to mess up this morning, but I'm going to give you what God has told me. I might mess up for somebody, but we got to work through racism, guys. We have to. Elder and I were talking just on yesterday and we were looking at, and I know we don't even think about these things sometimes. We were looking at, I don't know if it was Wheel of Fortune or one of the game shows we like to watch, and we were rooting for this sister, and he looked at me and said, why are we always rooting for the black people? I said, Elder, maybe we're racist. I know somebody out there saying, really? But why? It's because it's the people that we are like. It's the people who we can connect with. And that's a part of who we are. not the racist part, but a part of supporting the people who you're like. So why are we as Christians not supporting Christians? Come on, God. Seek release. Let it go. Christianity has no color. Why? Oh my God, are we as people of God causing hurt to people of God? Release. Let it go. You know, I've heard so many times lately, and I've heard throughout my life when we're dealing with certain situations, well, that's my family. I can hurt them, but you better not. Well, why are you hurting your family? See, we say some things sometimes that we don't really think about. I probably have said it. That's my child. You bet not hurt her. I can hurt her, but you bet not hurt her. But I shouldn't be hurting my child. Seek release and let it go. While we're letting go, there are some things we have to work through. We have to work through our hurt feelings. We've been hurt by people and we can't forgive. So when you don't forgive, you carry that thing, you see. You haven't let it go. You say you forgive, but you carry that thing, and the very thought of it makes you cringe, then you haven't let it go. You're seeking release. You want to be free, but you can't be free because you won't let it go. While we're letting go, we have to work through hurt feelings, but we also have to work through hurting others. We have to be able not to hurt. And when we've hurt someone, we have to be able to go back to that person. We have to be able to make it right. You see, while we're seeking release, while we want God to just move all of this anxiety, while we want God to fix the situation, we want God to wipe away racism, murder, we want God to wipe away people breaking into your homes, we want God to wipe away molestation, we want God to wipe away, oh my God, domestic violence. We want God to do this. But what are we doing that God has instructed us to do? What are we doing? You were taught, Ephesians 22 through 24 again says, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self. You've got to let your old self know you're not in charge of me anymore, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Your old self is being corrupted by that same stuff that you was dealing with 10 years ago. Your old self is being corrupted by those same feelings you had 25 years ago, some of us. You can't get a husband because you still mad about the boyfriend that didn't marry you. Lord God, I don't know who needed that this morning. You still don't have the job you want to have because you, oh my God, you haven't allowed God to cause you to be so humble in the one you're in. Oh my God, I won't say I'm talking to the millennials this morning, but I'm talking to the millennials plus this morning. Millennials is not an excuse to not listen to God. Old and tradition is not an excuse to not listen to God. Well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, you keep doing it that way and you're going to keep getting the same results. You're not being elevated. You can't move. You're in the same job. I've been working for the same company for 30 years, but God knows my position has changed and changed and changed. Not because of who I am, but because of who God is. And whatsoever God says will be. Thank you, Lord. So you got to release and let go. You got to continue letting go, work through the hurt of others, as I said. Not just because we got our feelings hurt, but because we hurt others. We've got to work through our own sin and shame. You still hurting folks because you still hurting. You haven't been released. You are out here trying to help somebody else and you need help yourself. My God, I don't know where God is going with this. Thank you, Lord. I hope somebody's still speaking to me when this is over. You're still trying to trip folks up. You're still not being, as our old covenant in the Baptist church used to say, just in your dealings, faithful in your deportment. You know you got those folks' stuff. Pay them. See, it's a whole lot of stuff, guys, we got to release in order for God to release into us. We're seeking for God to release some things into our lives. But it's a whole lot of stuff we've done. Oh, it's been so long now. I don't need to ask for. Yes, you do need to ask forgiveness. You need to make it right. Don't go to folks borrowing their money and you don't have any intention of paying them back. Stop it, people of God. Somebody needs to hear this morning. You're not exempt from doing right. You've got to let it go. Your old self. Oh my gosh, you were taught. With regard to your former way of life. If your former way of life was getting over on people, it's time for you to stop. And you just found a whole new group of people to get over on. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Your old self still creeping up. Well, I don't know how I'm going to get this. Oh, here comes Sister Mary. Let me try her on for size. See, you forget that just like God, one thing I learned a long time ago, there is always a witness against you, but there's also a witness for you. What we forget is that God sees and knows everything we do from the rocking of our cradle until this present time. But there's always, in the things we've done, I don't know why God got me here this morning. I didn't think this was where this was going. But in the things we've done to people, the things we've done along the way that were not right, they weren't right, and you know they weren't right. You went and told those folks, I'll be right back with my checkbook, and you know you weren't coming back. Lord Jesus, God, come on, why are you doing this right here this morning? Somebody needs to hear this. That's why you stuck. But let me tell you, for those of you who were the person who was waiting for that person to come back with that checkbook, you were waiting for that person to pay you back for the money they borrowed that was your light bill, but you declared, they declared and decreed, I'm going to give it back to you in 2 days. For that person who was taken many times, sometimes, you got to let it go. You got to give it to God and release it. Because what you don't want to do, I'm not saying let anybody use you and abuse you, but what you don't want to do is cause somebody who doesn't care anything about you to mess around and cause you to lose your soul. I learned that a long time ago. Folks who don't care anything about me, I already got all my own stripes against me. I don't have time to allow people who don't care anything about their life nor mine to mess around and cause me to lose my soul. So I had to let it go. Give it over to Jesus. He will work it out. I got to a place one time with not trusting people until a good person, nothing against them, came to me and asked me to borrow some money one time. When they got to my house, I had a contract. That's how hurt I was by someone else who got something from me and did not do what they said they were going to do. I had a contract. Now I wonder how y'all think that person felt when they got to my house and I had a contract for them to sign so to make sure they're going to pay me back. At the time, I wasn't thinking about how that person felt. All I was thinking about is I want to make sure I get my money back. But what I realize now as I've matured some, I won't say aged, is that that person was going to give me that money back or they weren't. They could have signed that contract and still not given me that money back. But did I cause something in our relationship to turn this way? And we're still cool, we're still good. But could our relationship have gone to another level? But because I did that, because of my lack of trust of someone else, I pushed in a little wedge of mistrust between us. Because can you imagine that person was saying, well, she don't trust me. And even if their intent was not to pay me back, that caused something in them to say, well, she doesn't trust me. And the story ends, I was paid back. Yes, I was. But I'm realizing now, as I said, as I've matured, that some of the way we handle things, we've got to do it differently. My mama's favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Had I been trusting in him, acknowledging him, he would have told me and showed me what to do, how to do it. And I'm still trusting in him and acknowledging him. And I'm giving this to somebody that needs this morning. So while we're letting go, we've got to trust God to bring the release. While we're letting go, we've got to work through the lies that have been told on us, but also the lies that have been told by us. Some of us just lying just cause. You making up stuff just cause. What's wrong with you? You're just making up stuff on people. And do you realize you're doing it? You got to let go. You know why you're doing it? Because somebody lied on you. So now you lying on somebody else. Lord God, I'm sorry I can't preach you happy this morning. I just need you to get a word from the Lord and understand there's a whole lot still going on. It's more going on. I'm sorry to tell you, but I have to tell you. I don't want to be offensive. There's more going on than what's going on with George Floyd. There's more going on than what's going on in the White House. There's more going on than what's going on in your neighborhood and down the street. There is more going on than what's going on in your mind right now. There is so much more going on than what's going on even in your spirit and your heart right now. There is so much more going on. But the problem is right now is that you are seeking release from it. You want it to be fixed. You want it to be straight. You want it to be right, but you're not letting go. You've got to let go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. We've got to put away some things. Put away some things. We're putting away and we're dumping. Matthew 6:19-21. Thank you, God. Says this right here. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But it says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Thank you, God. Let it go. Stop worrying about what you just walked away from and focus on what God has before you. Stop worrying about those things in the past that have had you bound and start thinking about what God has in front of you. Stop worrying about those old relationships that didn't go right, that went awry, and start thinking about the relationship that God has you in now so that you can make a difference in that relationship, so that you can be successful in that relationship. And I'm not talking about intimate relationships. I'm talking about marital relationships. I'm talking about family relationships. I'm talking about sibling relationships, cousin relationships. I'm talking about friendship relationships. Stop worrying about the stuff that didn't go right and think about where God has you now. Here we go, the now. Thank God for the now. Build your hope on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. Build on the things that he has before you right now. See, when he will release into that relationship, he will release into your job. Stop worrying about the job that didn't work. Think about the job that you own now. Build on the job you're in now. You've got to build. If God can't trust you in the one he put you in now, do you think he wants to move you to another one so you end up in the same situation? Come on. It's time to put away. It's time to dump the stuff of old. Stop worrying about people who walked out, jobs that have changed. Stop worrying about the homes that were lost. The relationships of old may not fit in with the relationships of new. The things of old may not fit in with the things that are new. You got to clean out. You got to dump some stuff. Leave the baggage at the curb. That old stuff, put it in a suitcase. Drive down the street for miles and miles. Put that old baggage on the curb and take off. Take it to the dump and leave it. We're so busy worrying about what we had that we are unable to see what we've got now. Let it go. If you throw something in the trash, do you go back and retrieve it? That's something to think about this morning. Some of us have. Some of us do. If you throw something in the trash, do you go back and retrieve it? Some of us are literally running the trash truck down to hold on to stuff that's no longer any good. This can include people, relationships, hang-ups, hurts, disappointments, the way others have treated us, attitudes, and bad character. We got to stop. We got to let it go. We need to remember this, Philippians 3 and 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. When you move forward, you have been released. You have let it go. It's time to move forward. We think too much about what we have. Too much about what we've lost. We are looking at what we lost, what we don't have anymore, but we need to look to the hills from whence comes our help. Know that our help comes from the Lord. Don't forget what God is doing now. Don't forget what he's brought you out of. You got to get excited about what God is doing, and more so what God is still able to do. We already know he can do exceedingly and abundantly above everything we ask, everything we think. We know that. We don't have on training wheels no more trying to figure it out. We are not the babies on milk anymore. We're the babies eating solid food. And we've got to learn how to digest that thing. So when the new babies come into the kingdom, we can help them get over the training wheels quick, fast, and in a hurry. We can help them come off the bottle of milk and begin to feed them some solid food. We need to be solid in our relationship with God right now. That's the way we become solid, by seeking release through him. Letting go of the past. Looking towards the future. He says, I know the plans I have for you, daughter. I know the plans I have for you, son. Not plans to harm you, but plans of hope in a future. Even when that young man got killed down the street, I know the plans I have for you. Even when your house is being foreclosed on, I know the plans I have for you. Even when your job had to let you go in these pandemic times, I know the plans I have for you. My God. Even when you lost that family member to to COVID-19. I know the plans I have for you. Even when the doctor is giving the news that it's almost over, I know the plans I have for you. Not plans to harm you, but plans of hope and a future. Your future is in Jesus Christ. I'm down to my last dime though this morning, Pastor. Your future is in Jesus Christ. I just lost my mother. Your future is in Jesus Christ. My husband walked away. Your future is in Jesus Christ. My son just got locked up. Your future is in Jesus Christ. You got to release that stuff. You got to let it go. Thank you, God. You got to dump it in the dumping ground of everlasting. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Seek release and let it go. The word of God this morning for the people of God. The word of God this morning for those who desire to become the children of the Most High God. The word of God this morning, Christ says, I came to save the lost. So for the lost this morning, seek the Lord while he may yet be found. For the lost this morning, grab a hold of the word of God. Because it's him that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. For the lost this morning. Maybe I need to talk to the lost this morning. For the lost this morning. You need to understand that your answer is not in the streets. Your answer is not in the riots. Your answer is not in the uprising. But your answer is in God. My God. For those this morning who are not sure, we ask that you pray this prayer this morning with us. Release my God. We ask, oh God, my God, that you, oh God, would prepare us. And yea, though we walk, people, through the valleys and the shadows, it says shadows of death, we are not going to fear evil, for the Lord our God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. For the lost this morning, he is an on-time God. He is a God who will bring you up and bring you out. For the lost this morning, come on in, because there is room in the house. For the lost this morning, know ye that he is God and he is good. For the lost this morning, my God, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. For the lost this morning, oh my God, believe he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Come on in. Seek release. Let it go. Let it go this morning. Let it go this morning. Let it go this morning. All that stuff that's causing you anxiety, let it go this morning. All that stuff that's causing you worryation, let it go this morning. God is able to fix it. He is able to fix it. And we have to trust him. When we pray, let your will be done. We have to accept whatever his will is in our lives. Don't look at it as bad. Don't look at it as ugly. Trust God. Trust God. He is not the author of confusion. Trust God. He is the ultimate healer. Trust God. It is he who sent his son to die for our sins. Trust God. You don't have to wallow in that stuff. Come up out of it. Let go. Let it go. Be who God has destined and called you to be. But you got to be real with God. You might be deceiving others and you might be deceiving yourself, but you've got to be real with God. You don't want him to expose you. Social media is an exposer. They put everything on social media. So why not the word of God this morning? God won't expose you the way people will. He won't do it. But if you stay and wallow and keep doing that thing, he'll take his hands off. He'll back up from you. And then the enemy will come in like a rushing flood. And it'll be he that exposes you to some things, exposes some things about you that you declared and decreed. Nobody knows but God. But I told you earlier, there's always a witness. Because whoever you did that wrong to, that's the witness. Whoever you did the right thing to, that's the witness. There's always a witness. Whether it be a company, God. Whether it be a person, there's a witness somewhere. So let your witness be in God this morning. Let God be your witness that you have let it go. Let God be your witness that you have been released and set free. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. Thank you, God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Wherever you are, come on, come on. Give God a praise this morning. Amen, amen. We thank you for tuning in with us again this morning. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. We thank God. I want to take a moment and thank God for my elder this morning, who is my husband this morning, who is my tech man this morning. And I've been on for weeks, and I just thought it needed to be, I needed to just say thank you. Y'all go ahead and give him a shout out. Amen. In the comments, shout out to Elder this morning. Just give God a praise because I can't come in your presence. I could use my phone and come, but he's a man of excellence and he wants this to be excellent before the Lord. He's behind the scenes, but he's in front of the scenes. So I thank God for him this morning. I want to thank God for my Rhema family this morning. Shout out to all of my Rhema family, my Rhema covenant partners, those, oh God, who have blessed us. And we thank you for the blessings, the monetary blessings. We thank you for all of the prayers and support. We thank you when we tune in on Sunday mornings that you tune in and you join us. Amen. And we want to remind you to stay safety first still. Shelter in place. Amen. Continue to follow the rules or forfeit the game. Remember Rhema and covenant partners. As we leave from this place, this meeting right here, but never from the presence of God, that we will remember this. Every person we meet, white, Asian, black, Protestant, Christian, Jew, oh my gosh. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to go into our closing prayer. And when we finish our prayer, we ask that you prepare yourselves for giving. Amen. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you, O God, would enlighten us, O God, on how to release and let things go, O God. That you, O God, would keep us as you've never kept us before. We know that you're able, oh God, to change this world, to change the things therein, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein belong to you. We know that you're able, and we ask that you have mercy and grace on us this morning, God. And oh Father, we pray this morning for those who are lost, those who want to receive you this morning, God. We pray this prayer with them this morning, Father. Thank you, Lord. I confess my sins and relinquish all authority of my life to the Father. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died, crucified, but he was raised from the dead by the Lord God the Father. And that he sits on the right hand of the throne, awaiting, oh God, to come back to claim his church. And oh God, this morning I declare and decree that I am the blessed of God. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. I am saved. I am sanctified. I am made whole. Amen. Amen. It's giving time. We ask you to please go to RhemaCFChurch.com and click on the donate button this morning. We ask that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com, and there you will find, right in the midst of our emblem, a donate button. And we ask that you would bless us according to how God leads you to bless us. And we do want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our covenant partners. A special shout out to those tithers and givers for your donations. They are appreciated, they are needed, and they will continue to help Rhema be a blessing in our surrounding communities. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Till next Sunday, same time, be blessed.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.